What do I say if I am invited to the Jehovah's Witness Memorial? This is the JW Review. As many of you know, every year the Jehovah's Witnesses have a memorial to commemorate the death of Jesus Christ. And if you're watching this rather than listening to this, I am on JW.org, and what you would see Jehovah's Witnesses passing around would be some kind of brochure or pamphlet that looks something similar to this. And I'm going to go ahead and read this. It says, "The Memorial of Jesus' Death. You are welcome to attend." So this is something the Jehovah's Witnesses really push for, and they want as many people to attend as possible. On the night before he died, Jesus told his followers to commemorate his death. He said, "Keep doing this in remembrance of me." And that's Luke 22:19. "Please join us for the annual observance of the death of Jesus Christ. This year, it will be held on Friday, April 19th. So regardless of which year you'll be watching this, even 5 years from now, it'll probably say something similar. And at least a few weeks prior to this this meeting, Jehovah's Witnesses will be out there on the streets at your door pushing this event quite heavily. It's a much larger initiative than any other event that they push during the year. So what do you say if a Jehovah's Witness hands you a brochure or just asks you to attend this meeting? What do you actually say? Well, one thing you could say is no thank you, move along. But I think there's actually something much more productive you could say that would actually provoke a really interesting conversation. So let's say a Jehovah's Witness knocks on your door and hands you the brochure and asks you to read it and then asks you if you want to attend. What you could actually ask them is, "I would love to attend if I can directly obey what Jesus has commanded." Well, they're going to look kind of startled and say, "Well, of course you can obey what Jesus commanded. Well, what do you mean by that?" Well, if you look in your brochure, Mr. or Mrs. Jehovah's Witness, it says here, "Keep doing this in remembrance of me." So can I go to this memorial and obey what Jesus is saying here and keep doing this in remembrance of me? Well, they're going to say, "Well, of course. That's what attending this memorial is all about, is attending and commemorating Jesus' death. And so you are directly obeying Jesus Christ here." Well, then you can say, "Well, would you mind if we actually looked at a few verses in that passage in Luke?" And of course, they're going to say, "Well, sure, we can take a look there." And you can ask them to start reading, and I would recommend you ask them to read beginning in verse 14 of Luke chapter 22, which says, "When the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And when he had taken the cup and given it thanks, he said, 'Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now until the kingdom of God comes.' And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.'" So let's stop there. So you have a Jehovah's Witness reading this, right? And they're just still wondering where you're going with all of this, because they know that you want to obey Jesus, and they think that that's exactly what you would be doing by attending this memorial. Well, what you really need to focus in on is verse 19, and that is where it says, "Do this in remembrance of me." So you need to ask the Jehovah's Witness, what does doing this involve according to the passage? Well, what they're going to say is, well, it means attending, because all of the Lord's followers, they all attended the Lord's Supper, and there you go. So you're doing what they're doing, and that is what commemorating Jesus' death really means. Well, what you can ask in return is, well, Jesus said to do this. According to verse 19, what is the action that Jesus is speaking of? What does Jesus actually do in verses 19 and 20? Well, what we see here is he has the bread. He's breaking it and giving it to the disciples. So the doing this is the passing around and the partaking of the bread and the wine. And so the only thing that do this can actually mean, according to the passage, is eating the bread and drinking the wine. So once you get a Jehovah's Witness to understand where you're going with this, then you can say, well, the only way that I can obey the teaching of Jesus Christ is if I partake of the bread and the wine. So if I go to the memorial that you're inviting me to, can I obey the teachings of Jesus and partake? Well, at that point, you're probably going to get into some kind of discussion about those with a heavenly hope, and they're the only ones who can partake, and those with an earthly hope, and those ones only attend the memorial, and they don't actually partake. And so what you're going to lead from there is hopefully a fruitful discussion. And then what they're probably going to say, because if they're just there knocking on your door, they're not there to have a really long conversation. So what they're probably going to say in the end is something along the lines of, well, I would invite you to attend anyway so you can learn why it is that only the heavenly class partake and the earthly class do not. And so you may have to leave it at that, but the whole point in this conversation is to get them to think. You want them to think about what Jesus actually commanded here, and you always want to draw the attention back to the words of Jesus where he says, do this in remembrance of me, and that can only mean partaking of the bread and the wine. And so I'm not going to tell you whether you should actually go or not go, but what I am asking you to do is to make the Jehovah's Witness invitation to you actually turn it into a fruitful discussion and let them leave your house or leave you with this thing in their mind about the commands of Jesus. And hopefully when they are sitting there and they are watching the bread and the wine being passed by, they can remember the words of Jesus that says, do this in remembrance of me. So I hope that is helpful to you. If you have any thoughts on that, I would love to hear it. So thank you so much for watching and listening, and we will see you next time. For more information about Jehovah's Witnesses and other topics, please visit michaeljfelker.com. There you can also reach me directly to submit questions or comments to be covered on the JW Review. To subscribe to this podcast, please go to iTunes and search for the JW Review.